Welcome, everyone. I'd like to call this meeting to order. This is the October 16th, 2017 meeting of the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District Board of Education. We are in the Borough Assembly Chambers in Soldotna, Alaska. I'd like to welcome the Soldotna High School Swing Choir to come up front and everybody to stand as they sing the national anthem. Thank you very much. That was beautiful. We have four newly elected board members to be sworn in this evening. Mrs. Carey and Mr. Toriannan are joining the board for the first time. Mr. Ilb and Mrs. Vadla have been reelected. If I could invite the members to come up and gather in front of the testimony table to take their oath. Mrs. Tressler, please administer the oath of office.
Thank you. Please raise your right hand. Repeat after me. I do solemnly swear.
I do solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend.
That I will support and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Alaska.
And the Constitution of the State of Alaska.
And that I will honestly.
And that I will honestly.
Faithfully and impartially.
Faithfully and impartially.
Discharge my duties as a school board member.
Discharge my duties as a school board member.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
Thank you. Congratulations.
Congratulations. And Mr. Castlemore, will you please read the district mission statement?
The mission of the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District is to empower all learners to positively shape their future.
Thank you. Mrs. Tressler, please call the roll.
Mr. Mitzel?
Present.
Mr. Anderson?
Present.
Ms. Carey? Mr. Castamore?
Present.
Ms. Hole?
Here.
Mr. Ilg?
Here.
Mr. Kelly?
Present.
Mr. Navarre?
Here.
Mr. Toriannan?
Present.
Mrs. Vadla?
Present.
Thanks, Penny. All right. You have the agenda before you. Are there any additions or deletions?
I move for the approval of the agenda and the consent agenda as...
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Ilg. And we are going to need to take a voice vote tonight for everything because of the remote attendance, phone attendance by Penny Vadla. So, Mrs. Tressler, open the voting.
Thank you. The voting's open.
Hello?
And one second. Mr. Mitzel, yes, Penny?
I can't hear.
Yeah. Is it hooked into the... Penny, can you hear me?
I can hear you, yes.
Okay. We'll try this again. Okay. All right. Mr. Mitzel, advisory vote on the agenda.
Yes.
And Penny, vote on the agenda to approve the agenda. Thank you. Thank you.
Mr. Kelly, you need to vote. That is interesting. It's thinking about it. Give it a minute.
Okay. Does it show that everybody voted?
It does.
Okay.
Everyone's voted and it's unanimous, but I don't know why we're stuck here, so. Just thinking about it, I guess. You could probably announce it and move on.
Oh, okay. Motion passed, and we will move right along. So every year at this time, same thing happens, and I'd like to call for a reorganization of the board. We will begin by opening up nominations for the office of president. Mrs. Hull.
I'd like to nominate Penny Vadla.
Thank you. Lynn Hull nominates Penny Vadla as president. Mr. Anderson?
Yes, I accept the nomination.
Thank you, Penny. Any other nominations? Seeing none, we now make Penny Vadla. You are our president. We're now going to open up nominations for vice president. Tim Navarre.
Thank you. I would move for Marty Anderson's name to be put into consideration.
All right. Mr. Navarre nominates Mr. Anderson for vice president. Mr. Ilg.
I would like to nominate Zen Kelly for vice president as well.
Mr. Ilg nominates Zen Kelly for vice president. Any other nominations? And the vote will be taken by a secret ballot. Mrs. Vadla, will you please email or text your vote to Mrs. Tressler? And Ms. Tressler, please hand out the ballots.
Kelly, will you see if my vote went through?
I will.
Thank you.
Penny, your vote did come through.
Mr. Kelly. Mr. Kelly received 6 votes. Mr. Anderson received 3 votes.
It does take 5 votes to win. Mr. Kelly is the vice president. We'll now take nominations for clerk.
Mr. Attorney. To nominate Dan Castamore for clerk.
Any other nominations for clerk? Okay. Dan Castamore is the winner of the clerk position. Now accepting nominations for treasurer. Ms. Hull.
May I nominate?
Penny, yes?
Lynn Hull.
I'd like to decline and nominate Mike Elk.
Okay. Lynn Hull has declined the nomination, Penny. And Lynn Hull has now nominated Mike Elg for treasurer.
I will accept.
Okay. Any other nominations for treasurer? Seeing none, Mike Elg, congratulations. You are now our treasurer. And the board is now reorganized, and voting is complete. You have the agenda before you, right? You have the agenda before you. Are there any additions? Did I skip ahead? Oh, it's because of the minutes. Okay. All right. You do have an agenda before you. Any additions or deletions? Seeing none. Ms. Tressler, please open the voting. And I do want to approve the minutes. Do the minutes.
Just for the record, I would move to approve the minutes of the September 11th Board of Education meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Navarre.
Second.
And thank you, Ms. Holf, to second. And this is now to approve the minutes from the September 11th, 2017 meeting. Discussions? Okay. And we'll do a... Ms. Tressler, please open the voting. Advisory vote, Mr. Mitzel.
Yes.
Thank you. Ms. Vadla, your vote, please. To approve the minutes. Okay. There we go. And it is unanimous. Minutes are approved. It is now time for awards and presentations. I'd like to invite Mayor Mike Navarre to the front. And we will have Tim Navarre read the award and present our golden apple.
Thank you. They'd like you to stand right up here by Debbie, Mike, just as you can tell by the last name, we are related. The mayor is my little brother. I am very proud to be able to read this proclamation today, as I've known him his whole 61-plus years of his life. This is the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District Golden Apple Award, October 16, 2017, presented to Mayor Mike Navarre. Kenai Peninsula Borough Mayor Mike Navarre provides tireless support of public education in our borough and in the state. Mayor Navarre is a graduate of the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District and Kenai Central High School. And he did not forget his roots. A successful businessman and public servant, through his personal business, he supports Kenai Peninsula Borough School District schools through donations of funds, products, and most importantly, time. His love of kids is genuine. And while he is a Kenai Central High School graduate, he supports all of the schools in the district with equal zeal and pride. Mayor Navarre has consistently demonstrated his support for public education in his various public service roles. He speaks to the accomplishments while also asking the tough questions that holds our school accountable to high standards. When the district has needed funding, he has recommended, supported, and followed through on providing additional funding. What is most impressive about Mayor Navarre is that he believes in public education because he believes in children and is optimistic about their future, especially if it is grounded in a quality education. He has been a strong partner building the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District. Through his partnership, he should share in our successes, know that he has made a profound difference in the thousands of student lives, and be recognized for his unwavering support, said Superintendent Sean Dusick. I sincerely appreciate all that Mayor Navarre has done throughout his lifetime to help make the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District a high-quality institution that is considered one of the best districts in the state of Alaska. Thank you for all you have done, and I know you will continue to be fully engaged with Kenai Peninsula Borough School District in the future. The Kenai Peninsula Borough School District Board of Education is proud to recognize Mr. Mike Navarre for his dedication to the students of the school district, past, present, and future. Congratulations.
Mike, if you'll come up, stand in the middle, and we'll kind of gather around you. And
okay. First of all, I just want to say a couple of things. I want to thank all the school board members who are here tonight and all the past school board members for their commitment to public schools and to our public school system and the children that we serve. Also want to especially thank all of the teachers and administrators who played a big part in my role as I was getting an education here at the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District. I had a great education, great teachers, and it really set me up and provided me with the tools to be successful in my life and in my career. For that, I'm very thankful, and I know that we'll continue. The state has some challenges ahead of it, as does the school board, but we'll get through it. And while the cost of education is expensive, the cost of ignorance is much, much higher. So thank you for your commitment to kids. And thank you for honoring me.
Okay. Now it's time for school reports. I'd like to invite Mr. Cody McKenna from Aurora Borealis Charter School up to give his school report.
I'm on? All right.
I think I'd rather sit. Okay, well, thanks for having me here. This is my first board report. This is my second year taking over at Aurora Borealis Charter School. Last year was an amazing year, and we're looking forward to some great things this year. We've got a quick performance for you. Our eighth grade would like to do a performance as soon as I'm done here. This is our 20th year at Aurora Borealis. It was started in 97, same year I actually started my teaching career as well, so we have that in common. At Aurora, what we've done this year is we've taken the board goals that you guys have set out when you talk about rigor, relevance, and responsive schools, and we've set our two school goals based around those. I won't get into too much detail about that because you can all read our school goals and stuff like that. Being a high academic school, we do put a lot of stress on scores and student performance and stuff like that. Last year, we had some pretty good scores on PEAK. Our English language arts was 83.5% proficient. Our math was 89% proficient. And our science was 84% proficient. So those are one of the things that we look at to make sure that our kids are getting a quality education. We had some high Terra Nova scores as well. Reading, we were in the 88th percentile was our average. 92 percentile was our average in reading. And language composition was 83%. So our teachers and staff are doing an amazing job. One of the things that we started last year, we got going, was our parent-teacher committee got reestablished last year. And that was really an important thing for us. As you well know, parents are a key factor in student success. And they do an amazing job at Aurora of helping us out. There is, at the end of last year, our APC put together a high school committee that you'll probably hear about next month. And that's just a committee at this point. You've probably heard lots of rumors and stuff. But that's just a committee that they're looking at the possibility of possibly adding grades. And before they come up and perform, last thing I'd like to leave you with is if you ever have any questions, because I know we are a charter school and sometimes there's misinformation out there. If you ever have any questions whatsoever, please feel free to just give me a call. If there's anything I can help you with, or if there's any concerns or anything like that, just feel free to give me a call. So I'd like to invite up our eighth grade and Miss Stevens, if you guys would like to come up.
We are 8th graders from Aurora Borealis to perform Bear Dance and Kafo.
Great job. Cody, if you'll hang around for just a second, let's see if we have any questions. And does any of the board have any questions or comments? No? You got off easy.
Okay. All right, thanks.
Thank you very much. Next school report. Soldotna High School, Mr. Tony Graham.
Before we get going, I would like to invite our swing choir to come back up, and they're going to perform another song for you.
This is some members of our swing choir, and they'll be performing 16 Tons by Merle Travis.
Muscle and blood and skin and bone, a mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You
Thank you, Swing Choir. And thank you, Mr. Peterson, for coming out tonight and doing that. I appreciate it. As I get going here, I'm doing a Prezi. I've never done a Prezi before. Kids do Prezis all the time. I don't. So we're going to... Eric, is there any way to get it to where the top of the screen goes away or no? F11. No? There we go. Excellent. Thank you. For the presentation, I think the biggest thing that I wanted to focus on is that in order to empower all learners, we have to give our kids the choices that they want or that they need in order to get to what they are trying to get to. And so part of STARS that we have it in our buildings, the Strive, Think, Achieve, Respect, Succeed. That's just kind of one of those things that I don't think we say it enough in our school, but it is that underlying thought that we have as we go through the day. One of the areas in that we are trying to, get better at is in our counseling area. And I would like to have our counselors come up. They're going to talk a little bit about what they've been working on the past 2 years in order to improve and expand.
So we've applied for RAMP, and so in order to be a RAMP school, it's called the Recognized ASCA Model Program. And basically what we've done is we wanted to align our program with the national model to make sure we're doing what is best for kids. In order to do this, there's 12 components of compliance in order to be a RAMP school, and each component requires a 750-word essay and extensive data to show that you've met alignment.
So we've been working on the Recognized ASCA Model Program for probably 3 to 5 years to really align ourselves. But it was important to us to put in the work. We want to do what's best for kids, and we want to show that we are matching up with that researched national model. One example is of compliance that you have to have is our use of time. We have to be able to show that we spend 80% of our time in direct or indirect service to students, and we have extensive time trackers and stuff to be able to show that. To show our compliance with that. Our application was due yesterday, and we will find out in January whether or not we are going to be a RAMP school. If we do receive that award, then we'll be the second school in the state of Alaska to receive that award. The first school last year was Skyview Middle School. So it's kind of exciting that two RAMP schools would be from our district, and we're excited about that. So thanks for letting us share.
And that was the first speaker was Megan Murphy, and our second counselor was Margaret Griffin. So thank you very much. They've been doing a phenomenal job working with our students, trying to meet them where they're at and push them to where they need to go. And sometimes it feels like you're dragging them, but they are getting there. So thank you very much for all your hard work. One of the big things that I think is important at SOHI that we have are our student choices. The offerings that we have for classes. We currently have 130 students that are enrolled in our advanced placement offerings. You can see the screen behind me. We have several classes that we offer for advanced placement. In addition to that, we have 206 students or classes that are being offered via distance ed. That means that we have students that are coming into our building that they want to have a distance education class. And so we let them, if they want to take a, I guess if you want to call it a hybrid model of a school, is they are able to take face-to-face classes, they're able to take distance ed classes, they're able to do classes, whether it's with, we have a classroom without walls also. So, I mean, we have different options. And so we have 206 classes that our students are taking that are through the distance delivery. We also offer a college English class that is on our campus. Our teacher teaches at James Harris, and students can take that, but they can also go up to college and utilize a jumpstart at KPC, and we currently have 58 students that are either taking a face-to-face college English or they are taking another college course up at KPC. At the end of the day, every day, we have a thing that we call focus on learning. I did steal it from Homer. I really enjoyed and liked what they were doing with At the end of the day. And what that is students have a choice Tuesdays through Fridays. And if they are struggling in a class, if they need further expansion on what's going on, if they want to get remediation or enrichment, they can sign up for the offerings that the teachers have. And sometimes the teachers will have something fun. Our physics, they did an airplane contest thing. They had to make paper airplanes, so they studied about it for a day and made paper airplanes. It was just a fun thing to do and see who could launch it for the farthest. The other one was how long would it float in the air. But the other things that teachers do, too, is they'll have it to where they'll focus on something very specific, whether it's geometry or whether it's a science or finishing up labs or finishing up tests. And that's something that I think is really important for our kids. And they get to choose where they go depending on what they need. Another exciting program that we got this year is videography, we call it. It is something that Doug Gordon, who is our construction teacher, he went and was certified. He now is a certified, I guess, remote pilot, they call it, I think. And so he can fly the drones with the cameras and stuff, and our kids are learning all about that. In addition to they're able to get licensure at the end of their coursework. So we have 32 students that are enrolled in that right now and 37 that are enrolled in it for second semester. Kids seem to be really, really excited about it. Microsoft certifications. Gavin Gosia is a Soldotna High School student who was the first in our district to receive Microsoft certification. These are certifications that the students are completing, and they can use it to further on their career or their educational endeavors, whatever they choose to do. And we currently have 52 students that are working towards that certification, whether it's in different Microsoft avenues. Workforce development. At the end of the day, every day we have two teachers that go over to workforce development to teach principles of engineering, principles of electronics, and auto mechanics. The decision to have our two teachers move over there was to help benefit the entire district. We would have normally in between probably 15 to 20 SOHI students that would be in those three classes throughout the year. Currently, we have 12 that do travel over to Workforce Development Center, but those classes are filled up because we offer it now. Kenai High School kids and the Kiski students can come and take it from the Workforce Development in the afternoon. And to be able to give the kids the opportunities, especially for the principles of engineering and principles of electronics, it just seemed really selfish for us to keep that at SOHI. So we moved it over to Workforce Development last year. And this is our second year that we've had it over there, and I'm very pleased that it is filled up because, unfortunately, if you have six kids in a principles of engineering class, it makes it very difficult for me to justify keeping that program. And so we didn't have to cut programs. We were able actually to expand it by offering it to other students in the district. In the mornings for the first two periods, we have Soldotna Prep School. They have kids that come over to us. They take anything from health that we created two periods that the kids can take health classes over with us, but they can also take Spanish, band, choir, PE. They come over and they spend the first 2 hours with us, so they get to hear my morning announcements and my goofiness. And then we put them on a bus afterwards and they bus back over. Somebody asked me earlier in the year, why do we need a bus? The road in between the two schools is so icy and nasty that the liability was just getting to be too great. And so we do have the bus that picks them up, drops them off, and then they can complete the rest of their day over at the prep house. But we do have almost 100 more kids every morning that come and fill up the halls. So you can feel it. You can feel the movement in the hallways that first two periods. It's pretty cool. Extra opportunities are just the things that kids can use to do to get involved. And I'd like to invite Jody Sparks. Is he still here? There, Jody, come on up. Jody's our student body president, and he's just going to talk a little bit about student council.
So, hi, I'm Jody Sparks, and I was elected student body president at the end of last year, but I've been serving in student council all 4 years. And I've got to say that this year at SOHI, I'm most excited for. I'm seeing the most new things that we're taking on. And that's saying something, because the SUCO at SoHi is always great. And this year we have a great group, and we have a really good advisor, Mr. Erfurth. So we have a ton of support there. And even though it's the first quarter, I can tell that this year is going to set a record for student involvement, for community involvement, for SoHi, for the near memory. And we have a new student organization supported by the school called the Activities Council. I like to call them the Hype Council, but that hasn't quite caught on. And they're made up of students that help lead assemblies and help decorate the halls so that student council just has another group that supports them. And we've had a ton of success with that. We've had some of the best assemblies I've seen. And that's thanks to their advisor, Shane Lopez. And this year, speaking of things, you can see all of the great opportunities we have, but I'm on a time limit, so I only get to talk about what student council's done. And this year alone, we brought back the bonfire, and we brought back the parade, which was the first time SoHi had a homecoming parade for quite a few years. And this was probably the most successful homecoming dance, both for students and administrators, that I've attended at SoHi. And we're also addressing some cultural issues that are present at all high schools, but as a student council, we're addressing them at SoHi, which I'm probably the most excited about this year. And I want to do a special shout out to the administration and to all the teachers and staff that are out there, because the support that's there and the permission that they give us to try these new crazy things is really appreciated, and it makes our ability to go out and do things a whole lot easier. And for an example, we're doing our first annual Haunted Halls at Soldotna Prep School this year, with the Soldotna Prep School and the SoHi Student Council combined. And when we asked Mr. Schmidt, the principal at Soldotna Prep School, he basically said, give us a plan, give me a plan, and then you're good to go. So that openness and that ability to do, to achieve things as students is really appreciated. Thank you for your time.
So there are a lot of opportunities for kids to just get involved, not only with academics, but also in extracurricular, whether it is, you know, Battle of the Books or drama, which we're doing another musical, Cinderella, that's coming up here soon, or through jazz band or through any of our sporting things. The choice is yours. That's something every day I do an announcement at the end, at the very beginning of the day. We do our pledge, and then I do an announcement. And our kids come in. They do announcements for different things that are happening. And then I try to read some words of wisdom to the students every day. And I end it every day with, make it a great day. Remember, the choice is yours. And one of the things that I really am trying to touch on, or at least to hit with our kids, are do the right thing, the golden rule. Treat people the way you want to be treated. Have respect for others. And I thought it was very interesting and fitting as to what I read this morning. And so I'm going to just read to you what I read this morning to the students. As citizens of the United States of America, we have many rights that people around the globe are still fighting for. We have the right for free speech and public education. We can worship in our own way. We can choose where we live and how we make a living. These rights are so much a part of our daily lives that we forget to appreciate them. We take them for granted. Now listen to these words from author Pearl S. Buck. We need to restore the full meaning of the old word duty. It's the other side of rights. In other words, we have a duty to our country and our fellow citizens to help maintain our rights. How? By being honest, responsible citizens who actively contribute to our schools, our communities, and our country. So ask yourself this: what are my duties as a member of the American society? Then look for ways for you to be an active citizen. And I just want to say thank you to the school board for being active in your role as a citizen. It's because of you and your hard work that help guide us into what we're trying to do in with the kids. So thank you very much, and I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Mr. Graham. Anybody have any questions? Mike.
That was a fantastic presentation. Thank you. My question is, do you know how many students are involved in your extracurricular activities that are related to the school?
I can guess, but I don't have a firm number. I think in any given moment we probably have roughly 150 students and that are involved, whether it's that's probably more than that because you got football, volleyball, and cross-country running that just finished up. I bet you that's – oh, swimming too. Sorry, swimmers. What do you guys think? Is that close to 200, do you think? 200 in any given season. We have probably three seasons that run. So of all that, probably, you know, of the student body overall, I would say probably of the 550 students that we have that are 10th through 12th graders, we probably have about 350 that participate in extracurricular activities.
Any other questions?
Mr. Kelly?
Oh, yes, Ms. Vadla.
Yes, I hope people can hear me. I would like to thank both of the schools for their reports tonight. Very different schools, but they both have the same goal to educate our kids. I wanted to do a nice shout-out to Margaret Griffin and tell her I said good luck with that counseling that she's working on. And also to Jody, I know you're going to get it, Margaret and Megan. And Jody, wonderful to work with you again this year. And I want to do a quick shout out to the cross country runners and to your football team. Thank you very much, Mr. Graham.
Thank you.
Tim?
Yes, hi, Trudy. Just want to thank you. It was a great presentation. It's great there's all those things happening in our high schools and that. And I, too, just wanted to give a little shout-out to Jody. I know he was on our budget committee last year. I saw him up at the Challenge Education Challenge Committee, I think, in Anchorage here the other day, and he was involved in that. I know he'll do a great job at the school, but you have a lot of good student involvement. But I like to see young leaders like that, and one day he'll probably be sitting up here and bringing his education viewpoints to make our district better also. So, but thanks for all you're doing and the school's doing with a positive impact to our students. Thank you.
Any other questions? No? Thank you, Mr. Graham. Appreciate it. I think we're going to take a short little recess, a five-minute break, and we will pick back up at 6:55. All right, we can call this meeting back to order. And we are on item 4, public presentations, comments. This is an opportunity for any member of the public that would like to comment on any item that is not on the agenda. Each person will have 3 minutes for an aggregate of 30 minutes. Please step up to the microphone and state your name clearly.
Hello, good evening. My name is Tamara Ware, and I'm the librarian at SoHi, so I'm glad I get to go next, actually, because we just had our SoHi presentation. I just want to talk a little bit about what was going on in the library at SoHi. Again, this year, we do have that tutoring bus that leaves at 4:15. Our library is open from 7:15 in the morning until 4:30 in the afternoon, and we offer this academic bus for students that need to stay after. The bus runs for SoPrep students, RCA students, and Soldotna High School students. So any student can take advantage of it if they need to work with teachers after school, have extra time working on stuff. I'm there to tutor as a certified teacher, librarian, and then also, obviously, the teachers and the tutoring programs at the various schools. So we have a bus that goes north to Sterling and a bus that goes south to Kisilov, and then we work through I manage that route, and we get that all going. So that's a really exciting thing. And I just think it's another testament to Mr. Graham's dedication to his students to offer them this extra time to work and study and be successful in their classes. I also was able to be involved with the Classroom Without Walls. August 31st, I believe, it was kind of right when school first started, but me and Joe Gann and Carla Barkman were able to link up with classes at Kenai Central, Soldotna High School, Homer High School, Cooper Landing, and SOPREP, and do presentations on the different databases that the school district provides for the students and the things that they will help them do quality research with quality resources. And Ms. Barkman also did a presentation on fake news and how to look out for fake news and, you know, questionable websites. So it was something that was really excited. We used Polycoms, we used Skype for Business, because we were all in different locations, and we were able to link up with all those students. So we did five classes that day, varying with all the different schools, and it was pretty fun. We did enjoy ourselves. Another exciting thing that happened is with some shift in personnel at SOHI, we were able to bring Donna Spence over from SOPREP. So she does mornings at SOHI and afternoons at SOPREP. She's the library aide. And so it's fun for me because it links our schools through the libraries. It's one extra thing to really bring the schools together. Her and I have done collaboration project before with March Madness, where we set up a board and have books. And then the students and the staff get to vote on the books, and we follow the March Madness timeline, so it whittles down to the one main book. So this will give us a chance to do more collaboration activities like that, so I think that that's really fun. And the very last thing is we had a really cool remodel done in the library this past summer. It actually was originally Mr. Graham's idea as well. So those old study rooms that used to be there that we weren't really utilizing anymore, the borough came in and did a fantastic job, took those down. The guys came in, painted it a nice yellow for me to kind of brighten it up. But if you're ever at the school, duck in, run in, and just peek at it real quick because it really opens the place up. It's awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. Does anybody, we stay for questions?
Yes,
any,
of course.
Any member of the board have questions or comments?
Yes.
Jason.
So the tutoring program, is that through, it's funded through the district? You guys don't have Boys and Girls Club at your building at all doing that?
We don't, no. Yeah, that's just individually at the different schools. They all have like a tutoring set up.
Okay.
Yep.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Mr. Hope.
First of all, thank you for taking the time to present.
Yeah.
My question is the after-school bus, is that funded through SOHI as well? Is that an activity bus, or is that part of the typical bus routing matrix?
Well, it's special through SOHI, and it's not. It's separate from activity bus. It's strictly for academics, so it's not like students who just are there at practice. They can't hop on that 415 bus. It's for students who are there to work and study.
Mr. Castlemore.
So I had the same question, but I'll pose it to Mr. Dusick, just if we have any idea how the funding occurs for that tutor bus.
In the past, we've done that through our Quality Schools grant from the state, but I'm not 100% sure exactly where we're at this year.
I manage it, so I'd never had to go out and pay the bus drivers. But,
Okay. Yes, Jason. I had a follow-up. It's a little bit off this, but you're a librarian and work with Carla, so you guys have lots of experience with that. It's good to see you here. Where do you see our libraries going forward as they seem to be transforming and having less books in them in some ways? Where do you see our libraries moving forward and looking like in the future? Do you guys have a vision for that as librarians?
We do, and I will say, because I always like to remind people, there is still that underlying group of people that love books, that want a book in their hand, that do check out books. So we will always have those. But that's why when I was talking about the hooking up with the Classroom Without Walls and talking to the students about the different research databases that we have for them and stuff, that's really where, you know, libraries are always going to be a place where you go for information, that just where the information now has changed. So it's not necessarily in books, like they're not going to go to books to look for it all the time. They're going to be looking for it online. So it's still up to the librarians to curate that information and get those different different resources there for them so that they're really still learning things that are, you know, quality and not just believing everything that they read that's online, and help guiding them in their research so that they're making good choices when they're researching for their projects. So I, you know, the library is just, I see it as kind of a bustling, you know, it's not the old be quiet library. There's a lot of movement, a lot of motion, classes coming in. You've got lots of groups working. They're researching. They're still making projects. They're making things, whether it's like at a makerspace or just their posters for their presentations or something like that. So it's very much like I like to think of it as sort of the center, well, because I work there, the center of the school, you know, like where a lot of stuff is happening and they can go, they can get help, they can work. It's still that place where people can come and get centered and do their work. And just because they're not doing it out of a book doesn't mean that any of that stuff has changed.
Just to follow up, I believe that we should have books too. So I'm not saying that doesn't mean I want to have all computers. You know, that was something that I talked about a lot. And so I just wanted to see if there's a vision for that of like bringing in like great books and stuff like that that a lot of kids don't have access to or don't see. You know, as we update and we look to fund our books, it'd be cool to see like some of those old classic, like, you know, literature that they don't have access to, they can see and like, and touch and feel and read and research. And I like that you're helping them find things effectively that are good sources. So
yes.
Thank you for your time.
Yes. And we do, you know, we do still want to curate, you know, a good print collection at all of our libraries. So that's definitely books. I'm still, that's yay books.
Mr. Oates.
I just wanted to comment, too. I serve on the Wellness Committee, which addresses, you know, health, nutrition, and things, policy for our kids. And we did some surveys, and things that came up is the crucial roles that the library plays in wellness, and whether it's from Internet safety to resources for health curriculum or whatnot. So we really, really appreciate our school libraries. So thank you.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you.
Ms. Carey?
Thank you very much for coming. Have you considered partnering with schools that have libraries but have no librarians? And especially on teaching them fake news. I thought that was a great point. And how do you research from
so
that standpoint?
You mean within our school district?
Within our school district.
Well, even on that day, Carla Barkman was at SOPREP, and they have a part-time library aide, but they don't have a certified librarian. So she was able to – so they were included. So that's definitely something that she's actually going to speak next and talk a little bit more about the collaboration that we all do as a group of librarians and library aides on the peninsula. So I think, too, she could speak to that as well.
Perfect. Thank
yes,
you.
Yes. Yeah. No problem.
All right. I just want to say I really appreciate the energy and passion that you have for your job.
Thank you. Yes, I love it.
So, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. State your name and you have 3 minutes.
Hi, I'm Carla Barkman. I'm the district librarian. I'm a technology integration coach as well. And I guess I have to speak now because Tamara said I was going to. You might remember I spoke in June as I was concerned that there was a possibility that we might lose our library aides across the school district. But I am happy and relieved to report that we started another school year without that happening. And I thank you for your part in that. We do have right now staffing in our school district. We have 2 schools with full-time certified teacher librarians and a part-time aide, and Tamara actually is at one of those schools. That would be so high. We have 7 schools that have half-time certified teacher librarians and part-time aides, and then we have 16 schools that their only library staffing is one of those aides that the possibility was that we might lose them, and they are the ones with my assistants running the programs students at their schools. And they do many, many things, and I am just really happy that they were not eliminated. An upside on library aides is that Seward Middle, for the first time in years, has a library aide on staff. And I have worked with that person already, and she's going to be a fabulous addition to our group and to her school. One of the things I do is train new staff, but I also facilitate a collaboration day or two each year where all of our library staff gets together and we meet face-to-face, and we had one of those already on September 19th. 26 of our folks attended. Our agenda is always crammed full of things to discuss and learn. We always have a bit of a session on Alexandria, which is our library management software. We talk about online resources available at KPBSD and strategies to make those accessible to our students and staff, things like Discovery Ed, World Book Online, Pebble Go, and Overdrive. We had a discussion on personalized learning and how we can continue to move forward with that in our libraries. Personalized learning in the library, we have always encouraged learning through personal interests and materials we provide. Some of our libraries host real-world communication with Skyping with authors and types of things like that. Some of our libraries have opportunity to provide choices in learning spaces with maker spaces, technology. A lot of our libraries provide space and guidance for distance students. Just so many things. And to answer a question you had earlier, some of us that are teachers are working toward making videos and possibly making those available to schools that may not have a librarian, and also reaching out and, you know, providing support through those schools, through those avenues. But I'm thankful for our collaboration days and glad we get to continue with them. They are very productive for us. It is my plan to visit more frequently to the school board and update you on our library happenings and answer any questions you might have. And I know I'm past my time, so I just encourage you to visit a school library in your area and see for yourself what's happening. So thank you for the opportunity to speak to the school board and the district admin.
Any questions? No. Thank you very much for your comments. Any other public comments for items not on the agenda? Okay.
Hello.
Yeah. Just state your name.
I'm Teresa Danielson. I have two high schoolers at Kenai Central High School. We have a situation there that I don't know enough about school board policy to know if this is just an in-house school issue or district-wide, if it's time to look at some policy and see what might be the way we approach this situation. It has to do with materials posted in a classroom, and I have spoken with the classroom teacher. Both my kids have this teacher. They love him. We have no animosity. He's doing a great job. But it is, in my opinion, exclusive wording on this poster. My kids say, well, what about me, when they read the poster? I've spoken with Principal Alan Fields, and he's looking into what the policy might be about what is allowable or acceptable for teachers to post. So I'll satisfy your curiosity. This is, and again, I don't have any hateful feelings or animosity about this. This is just an effort for our kids to be all inclusive in what they face each day when they come into class. It's a poster saying this is a safe and inclusive space for lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender students and their allies. Which
I think I'm gonna ask you to hold off. What I'd like to do is I'd like to invite you to call John O'Brien tomorrow, first thing.
Okay.
Have a conversation with him, and then we can go from there.
Sounds good.
You gather information with him first.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, John.
Thank you for your time. Mm-hmm. Is there any other member of the public who would like to comment on anything not on the agenda? Okay. Seeing none, move on to hearing of delegations. We have none this evening. Communications and petitions, Mr. Dusick.
Yes, Mr. Vice President, members of the board. Before I do this, I do want to just clarify a couple things with that bus that we heard about at Sohi. Okay? Because I already got a couple questions. Here's the thing. We do offer a bus, like that type of situation, for all of our high schools. The key is credit recovery or high school credits. So when I spoke about the Quality Schools grant from the state, Kenai Middle utilizes some of that for their after school to provide some after school services, but that is the key to that particular program. You have to be earning high school credit. That was a part of the prior bus contract with First Student, and it continues as a part of the current bus contract. So all of our high schools that have a program in that case, it would be considered a part of the school day because there is high school credits or credit recovery actually involved. Okay? So if your school doesn't have it, they probably want to talk to Mr. O'Brien and Mr. Potas. Okay? There's a couple that aren't utilizing the bus. We'll let those principals know. Okay, communications. So hopefully that answered the questions. Just wanted to remind you of some of the information in the information packet. The one big thing is enrollment. I wanted to bring that up. The enrollment information you have in the packet is from 10-5. So it's not, I mean, it's 10 days late, but we are now in the thick of the count period. And as you know, that is what drives funding. And as I had mentioned to you in October, it looked like we were going to be a little short in our projected enrollment, and it's continuing. So I'm not going to venture a guess, but it could be close to 100 students less than what we projected. And so we'll have more info for you in November on that with what happened during the count period, and then also what our projected will be. But I just wanted to point out this is a huge reason why we have that fund balance and why we are conservative as we move forward, particularly with hiring practices. And I know that gets frustrating, but this is the reason why we have a fund balance, is this situation right here. State Communications, the Alaska Challenge Committee recommendations are available on the governor's website. We did touch base on that a little bit in a work session, and the state board is currently considering 13 different recommendations to transform education in the state of Alaska. We will spend a fair amount of time on that, I believe, at our November meeting so that we're fully apprised of that as we move into AASB and how the State Board of Education will respond. Also, tomorrow, don't forget, we'll be right back here with a quarterly work session. And then tomorrow evening is the district budget broadcast. I plan on broadcasting out for about 15 minutes or so to provide an overview of budget. And then at the site council meetings, then some of the hard work will begin in terms of asking questions and making sure that we have complete, transparent information out there. Friday is the end of the first quarter, so it's been a very fast quarter. There is no school on Friday for students, but it is an in-service day. And then next week, our parent-teacher conferences. So next Thursday and Friday. I also want to bring your attention. I'll send more information out to you. On October 23rd to 27th is the Upstream Academy. That is with our Native Alaska Native students. We have 36 participants in that. That will be held at the Challenger Center. I'll send you also and provide you tomorrow the agenda for those 3 days. A lot of STEM activities. And, of course, the borough mayor runoff election is early voting is taking place now, and the actual date of election will be October 24th. So I encourage everybody to vote. I will be presenting to the Seward Chamber on October 27th in case you happen to be in Seward. You can come listen to me. Okay. And then region volleyball this year will for 3A is going to be down at Homer November 2nd through the 4th. So if you have a chance to get down there, that would be great. November 6th is our next board meeting, and then November 9 through 12 is the AASB conference in Anchorage. And that is what I have for you with communications.
Thank you. Next is Mr. Castlemore.
I'm just curious, with the reduction in enrollment, if there are any steps we're looking at taking to reduce expenses for this year. I see we have a number of resignations coming through. Is there discussion of a hiring freeze or any of those kind of things at this time?
We did have a small handful of unfilled positions that likely we won't fill. But as far as any other cost-saving measures at this point in time, we're going to probably recommend as we move forward through the revision process that we would use what was authorized through fund balance, which is about $1.3 million, if we need to. We may not need to because it also depends upon, you know, if those 100 students, if that includes intensive needs students, then we would truly have a problem. If it doesn't, then it's a little bit different, so we have to take a look and see how our intensive needs count came in.
Thank you.
Any other questions for Mr. Dusick? Ms. Hull.
I just wanted to apologize in advance for not being in Seward on that Friday. I'll still be doing my physical therapy.
Ms. Vodla, are you still with us? Okay. I'm getting word that you're back on. Okay, if you're trying to talk to us, we don't hear you. You might have it on mute.
I'm back on.
Great. Welcome back, Penny. Thanks. Okay. Now, representatives, Penny, we can hear you. Welcome back.
Thank you.
And now, representatives selected by the following advisory committee, site councils and or authorized student support organizations, KPAA, KPEA, KPESA, or Borough Assembly. Is there anyone here from these groups you would like to speak? And you'll have 5 minutes.
I don't think I'll need 5 minutes. I'm David Brighton, president of KPEA, and I'd like to begin my comments today by thanking Joe Arness, board member that had been on the board for many, many years, and an advocate for education, worked hard. I'd also like to welcome the new board members. Excited to get to know you a little bit better. I guess there's really only one. Well, two. Calvin, I apologize. And Debbie, oh my gosh, I'm not doing well. Debbie doesn't feel new because she's been at every meeting for a year or two. Sorry about that, though. I should have just kept it simple. And thank you for running. Thank you for being willing to put in the work. I really appreciate it. Our school district really is an amazing place. A lot of dedicated professionals, and you're joining a good group. Our association's been really busy. I've been running around, I feel like, nonstop all fall. We've been doing what was coined as a listening tour. I don't think we have the best names for some of our things, as you'll see. But the goal is to get out and talk to a lot of teachers. And so we've had several teachers from around, teachers and support staff from around the state that have come down. We had one in Seward and one in the Central Peninsula, and we have one coming up in Homer. But we get out and we just talk to our educators and get a chance to hear what's going on. And what's going on has been really good. The school year's off to a great start. I've heard a lot of positive things. Teams working well together. Students are learning. Exciting things going on. So that's great. I've really been engaged with the election cycle right now. And I'd encourage you all, if you haven't voted yet, it opened today. Please, everybody, I'm trying to wear the stickers every day and get the word out. We really need to vote. It's an important thing. And then another, not the best name in the world, but NEA Alaska has their fall event, which is a professional development opportunity this weekend up in Anchorage. And we've got several teachers that are going to be up there learning about technology in the classroom and legislative engagement and things. And we're excited about some of the work that's going to be done there. So thank you.
Any questions from anybody? Seeing none. Thanks, Tatum. No. All right. No other representatives would like to speak. We will now move on. Superintendent's report, Mr. Dusick.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Members of the board, quick update. I, too, want to welcome Mrs. Carey and Mr. Torianen and Calvin. Congratulations. Welcome. And hopefully you haven't been stuffed full of too much information already, but don't ever hesitate to ask questions of me or any of your peers. Also, too, wanted to thank Mr. Arness for his years of service. He's done a fabulous job. It was good to see him tonight at dinner. Like I say, hopefully he will also, along with all of you, talk to the assembly as much as possible. I wanted to just congratulate all of the students that participated in Mind Amazes over the weekend. We had 51 teams. The team from Hope actually won the competition, so that's fantastic. Every one of our schools were represented. Appreciate the staff efforts. That's through our Quest program. And with a lot of teachers involved in that, and really appreciate all of their hard work. Wanted to congratulate the Homer football team. You know, they finished second by less than a yard on the last play of the game in the state football championship, but fantastic season. New coach, I've heard a lot of great things have been happening down there, and then also wanted to congratulate the Soldotna football team, 59 straight, sixth state championship. Wanted to thank Coach Brantley and the rest of the staff and members of Soldotna High School. Excellent things happening there. From a staff point of view, you do see tonight in the resignations, Tim Whipp, he is our regional administrator, Kay Celo and Raz Nolo. First, I want to thank him for his years of service, but wanted to also update you that we are reviewing that position. And we're going to probably be talking to the community about needs and requests and things like that in December. But we're going to keep all of our options open on that. And I'll bring more update to you as we move through the process. And probably in January, I'll bring a recommendation forward on how we would potentially fill that position. Okay. We did, the last time there was an opening there in these small schools, we did move to a regional format, and we'll probably stick with that moving forward, and may expand. We'll see, though, on what that all looks like. But wanted to give you a heads up on that. As far as the state and legislature goes, you know the special session starts on October 23rd. There is a possibility that part of that special session may now be up in Anchorage. So I just wanted to inform you of the latest news that I've heard. There's things like that are being moved around, but I believe they'll be starting in Juneau, and we'll see how that works. This past week, we had a lot of training around at all of our schools through the Sources of Strength program. That's a suicide intervention and prevention program. Lots of our counselors, school psychologists, staff are involved in that training, along with students. Very important work, and I also wanted to thank Peggy for her work in that area as well. Mentioned already the Upstream Academy, and that now that the first quarter's come to an end, I have participated in a vast majority of the site council meetings for the first quarter. I do apologize for some of the miscommunications that have occurred. Some of you have actually gone to a school, and the site council meeting happened a couple days earlier. I apologize. We will make sure that the calendar is up to date. I can tell you the next site council meeting for everybody is October 17th. I know that for sure. So
thank you for your patience, and I will send out in November. I'll have an updated list for the rest of the first semester site council meetings, and I will make sure that the school administrators inform me if they change those dates for some reason, so I can update all of you. I do believe that the ASA Superintendents Conference in Seward was a great success. Lots of great conversations around the state, and yes, we are still recognized as a leader. Town hall meetings I participated in, watching those recently, as I know some of you did as well, along with presentations at the Kenai Chambers and the Homer Rotary. And this past weekend, I enjoyed some time with my son down at Colorado State, and that was fantastic, and appreciate your support of that. And that is my report for this month. Thank you.
Any questions? No. Seeing none, we'll move on to reports. Finance report, Mr. Jones.
Yes, before you tonight, you have both the August and September finance reports. I'm glad to say that when you look at those, the July and August for expenditures are always low, and so we budget and plan for this time of year to be revenue-wise far ahead of expenditure-wise, and that's where we're at with a little over $15 million more of revenues received than expenditures out. That's where we're supposed to be. So when we get to the end of the year, and we're spending more than we're bringing in revenue, then we can balance out and end up where we're supposed to be. So financially wise, we're looking good on the expectations of where we're supposed to be.
Excellent. Quarterly budget transfers, Mr. Jones?
Yes. According to board policy, the superintendent is given the discretion to do budget transfers that are under $50,000, and as long as we bring those on a quarterly basis in front of the board to share those. And the majority of what you see in front of you today is areas that when we budget on a district-wide basis and then distribute those funds out in the fall according to where the student numbers are. And so when you see most of the things in this budget, that's what's happening, is they're being distributed from the district-wide account into the individual school's account, so they'll have them available for expenditure during the year.
Excellent. Any questions for Mr. Jones on either the finance report or the quarterly budget transfers? Okay, seeing none, we'll move on to committee reports. Mr. Castlemore, board policy.
Today, board policy met in committee, and we discussed changes to a student nutrition policy regarding when we allow students to go into arrears or owe us money, basically. We also spent a significant amount of time on AR 1330, which is our room use policy, which we've been working on for over 2 years, but we're slowly making progress.
Thank you. I was just going to make sure that Debbie was paying attention, so I skipped over an item on the there. We're actually going to do board reports next, reports where members are officially representing the board. And Mr. Ilg.
Yes, I would like to report on Thursday, October 5th. I attended the school board rep for the Wellness Committee, which oversees nutrition and physical activity policies, and we'll be making some recommendations to the policy committee. We reviewed the principal and nurses' wellness surveys. We updated language that has to do with the amount of time to eat at breakfast and lunch. We updated some language that addresses the use of food and or physical activity as a reward and punishment. I just want to give a shout-out to Melissa Linton. She did a great job facilitating that meeting. It was 4 hours long, but it just flew by, so it was a good group of people to work with. Also on that day, I participated in the Finance Committee. I won't bore you with those details. And lastly, on that day, I attended the town hall meeting with Homer Representative Paul Seaton and the budget director for the state, Pat Pitney, for coming up with a fiscal plan for the state of Alaska. That's all I have.
Ms. Hull.
I attended the half day of the conference wasn't a half day, a half day of the Alaska Superintendents Association conference and their awards banquet that evening in Seward. And I wanted to thank Sean and ASA Executive Director Lisa Parody for extending the invitation to attend. It was a particularly relevant conference because the focus was personalized learning with education elements as one of the presenters, plus discussion on the Alaska Challenge and reports from the various people that attended, partook in those committees like Tim and Penny did and Sean. I attended the Governance Handbook and Finance Committee meetings. Thank you.
Thank you. All right.
Then?
Yes, Penny.
I'll go at the end when everybody else is finished.
I think we're ready for you.
Pardon me?
Go ahead. We're going to hear from you right now.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Yes, I attended the Governor's Education Challenge. I was on the Student Learning Committee, and I'm very excited about the potential of how the state of Alaska will transform education in the state of Alaska. So that was a very exciting endeavor to be part of. And I also attended the Soldotna Elementary site-based meeting in the Soldotna High School Guidance Counselor meeting, and I hope to be involved in those as well. I'm really excited about the ramp that Soldotna High School has applied for. I attended part of the English language curriculum. I actually had a couple of different meetings that day. And Melissa, if Melissa's there, I'm sending a shout-out to Melissa Linton. It was very well organized, and it looks like a great group of people. And I am excited to be a part of that as we review and revise our curriculum, our English language arts. Ms. Hole and I met to work on the board governance handbook, and I hope we have that all ready to be reviewed in December. And if not, I hope we don't have to go any later than January. We're actually making some nice progress. And I attended the fall boardsmanship workshop, excuse me, and I will give a report on that in November. Thank you.
Thank you, Penny. Any other board reports? Okay, seeing none, now we will move on to the remainder of the committee reports. Mr. Navarre, Information Committee.
Thank you. The Information Committee met at 12:45 this afternoon. We went over the state and federal legislative priorities, which is on our action items agenda later on tonight. And the other thing is we did make available the final recommendations from the Challenge Alaska groups and discuss those in some detail. Thank you.
Thank you. Penny, Governance Handbook Committee?
Yes, we met, I don't remember which day. I think it was September 25th. And basically what we went over is we have the categories completed, and we are working on putting the wording in under the new categories and working on basically developing the components of the handbook so we can have it ready to present to you folks, I hope, in December.
Thank you, Penny. And the Finance Committee met October 5th. We discussed and reviewed the professional and pro-tech services object codes of the budget. We requested information from administration, some more detail on that, and that detail was covered today at the Finance Committee meeting on the 16th. as well as discussion about the governor's revenue proposal and the special session. So that should do it for committee reports. Board work session report. Earlier today, the board held the following work sessions: board policy review, assessment report, English language arts curriculum, and state and federal legislative priorities. All members at the meeting attended the work sessions, with the exception of Ms. Vadla. Now we are on to the consent agenda. Would like a motion? Nope. Oh. On the consent agenda, we have the following items. Item 10B, student representative to the board and student representative to the information committee. Item 10C, board member assignment to district committee. Item 10D, gaming permits designated primary and alternate members. Item 10E, 2017 and 18 new teacher contracts. Item 10F, 2017-18 tentative non-tenure teacher contracts. Item 10G, 2017-18 long-term substitute teacher contracts. Item 10H, resignations. And item 10I, leave of absence request and support. Are there any members of the public that wish to comment on any of the consent agenda items? Seeing none. We'll move on. We're looking for a motion. Mrs. Holt.
Move to approve items 10A through I on the consent agenda.
Thank you.
Second.
Thank you for the second. Mr. Navarre. And are there any members of the board that would like to comment on any of these items?
Would it be appropriate for me to request?
One second, Penny.
Unanimous?
With Penny calling in tonight, we're going to go ahead and take a roll call vote.
Okay.
Penny, would you like to comment?
Yes, I just wanted to comment about the resignations. We're losing some people who've been in the district for quite a while, and they've made an incredible contribution to our students and our school district. And there are five of them, and it's Karen Brewer, Heather Pankratz, Bruce Wright, Karen Wolf, and Tim Whipp. And they've all been in a variety of positions, and they're not all principals or teachers, but they've really made a substantial contribution to the quality of education in the Kenai Peninsula Borough. And I'd just like to thank them, if any of them are in the audience, and if not, at least it'll be on public record. Thank you.
Thank you, Penny. Additional comments? Ms. Kerr?
I'd like to thank our two student representatives for stepping up and filling a position and hope that they move forward with them.
All right. Seeing no additional comments, Ms. Tressler, please open the voting. Mr. Mitzel, advisory vote.
Like to vote yes.
Ms. Fadla, your voice vote?
She voted yes.
Has everybody voted?
Everyone has voted.
Excellent. Does anyone wish to change their vote? Will you please tally the votes?
And they are tallied. Thank you.
Oh, right there. The vote is 9 yay, 0 nay. Motion passes. On to action items. All right. Item 11A, Board Policy 3100, Budget. Are there any members of the public that wish to comment on this item? Seeing none, I need a motion. Mr. Castmore.
I move to enact item 11A.
Thank you.
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Navarre. Discussion? Mr. Castmore.
I just wanted to remind everyone what this is. This is a change in some wording. Given we had some lawyer, we had some legal advice that the use of a hearing had a different connotation than a public forum. We want to make sure that everyone understands that this is not us taking away an opportunity for the public to weigh in on the budget, but rather simply a clarification on the way that it is done. Members of the public have numerous opportunities to weigh in on the budget, including meeting where we vote on the budget, the meeting prior to when we vote on the budget, public budget forums. So once again, this is just to clarify some language to satisfy a lawyer. Thank you.
Thank you. Additional discussion? Seeing none, Ms. Tressler, please open the voting.
Voting is open.
Advisory vote, Mr. Mitzel.
I'd like to vote yay.
Thank you.
Mrs. Alda votes yes.
Thank you.
Everyone's voted.
Thank you. Does anyone wish to change their vote? Okay. Tally the vote. Vote is 9 yeas, 0 nays, and motion passes. Action item 11B, 2018 state and federal legislative priorities. Are there any members of the public that wish to comment on this item? Seeing none, I'd like a motion. Mr. Navarre.
Thank you. I move for the approval of 12B. Is that correct, Joe?
Motion
I've
made.
Got it up in front of me, but I don't have the number.
11B.
11B. Thank 11B. You.
All right. Motion approved by Mr. Navarre for item 11B.
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Anderson, for the second. Discussion. Mr. Navarre.
This is the same item we went over this afternoon. Under the state legislative priority, there's two items, and in the federal priority, there's two items, and they also, in both cases, reference our mission statement on both of those. Under the state, and there is information on the back table for those of you in the audience, but the first one for the state deals with funding, and the second one deals with control of health care costs, which is, again, a dollar number thing as well. Under the federal priority, there's a the funding priority there, as well as school choice. And we had this in front of you. This needs to go to the borough so they can include it in their legislative priority that they send to all the legislators, as well as all our congressional delegation in D.C. So our timing, if we wait till November, we could be pushing the time limit. So I would ask for your support at this time.
Any additional discussion? Mr. Hope.
When we look at these two priorities, I just want to say, just for the public, this is these are the two single most significant factors for the school district moving forward. So anything we can do to help advocate, if you will, for the school district, for the kids, to your local legislators, please do, and use this as information.
Any other discussion? Seeing none, Ms. Tressler, please open the voting.
Voting is open.
Mr. Mitzel, advisory vote.
I would like to vote yay.
Thank you.
Mrs. Valda votes yes.
Thank you.
Everyone's voted.
Would anybody wish to change their vote? Please tally the votes. Vote is 9 yeas, 0 nay. Motion passes. And that brings us to first reading of policy revisions. We have no first readings tonight. And public presentations and comments. We good? Okay. This is an opportunity for any member of the public that would like to comment on any item, including those on the agenda. Each person will have 3 minutes for an aggregate of 30 minutes. Please step up to the microphone, state your name clearly. Anybody? Nobody? Okay. Well, we will move on now to board comments. Mr. Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to welcome the new members and welcome the new officers, and I look forward to a very productive year. Thank you.
Ms. Hull.
I want to thank the Soldotna Swing Choir for opening our meeting with their wonderful rendition of the National Anthem and opening the Sohai Report with 16 tons. Thanks also to Aurora Borealis for their 8th grade student musical performance and their board report. I'm impressed by Aurora Borealis' academic achievement. Historically, it seems they've consistently been one of our highest performing schools. I'm also impressed by all the programs offered at Sohai. Good luck on applying for the RAMP recognition and committing to that goal. It took a lot of extra work. Appreciate the enthusiasm and contributions of our district librarians and want to second Debbie's concern for schools without any district library aides. I want to welcome our new board members. And thanks to our two great former board members, Joe Arnez and Bill Holt. Thank you. Oh, and please vote.
Mr. Ilb.
I'd like to share a few comments. I'll begin by saying welcome, Calvin and Debbie and... I can't remember your name. Yeah. Sorry. Welcome. I'm embarrassing. Sorry. I want to thank Joe Arnez for his service, being a new board member, a long-time board member he was. He's very welcoming and helpful in everything I've ever asked for him. I also want to thank Mike Navarro for his service. He's always been a huge advocate for the school district and our kids. And to dovetail into that, he was very helpful and supportive in getting a new track at Homer High School. And so we have seen that the benefits of that. We've seen the high school track and field team and cross country team do really well, especially this fall. The cross country boys and girls team both took second, and Aspen Daigle took first, which she has never won a race in high school ever until she ran the state titles, the state race. So that was pretty cool. And a shout-out to Sohai football. That's incredible. And, of course, Homer High School coming up a yard short. But what an amazing run. What an amazing season. And that's all I have. Thank you.
Ms. Carey.
I'd like to thank the board and everybody that's helped me out today. It's been a little scary up here. I'd also like to take a moment to thank both the schools that presented and stress how important music is. It was great to see those music programs in the school, and thanks to the librarians for showing us what libraries could be and how they can interact with other schools, even though they're not physically in the building. I look forward to working with the community and working with the public, and I thank you very much.
Mr. Castamore.
I want to take this opportunity to welcome our new board members. And also, like everyone else, thank Joe Arnez for his many years of service. As he mentioned earlier, we didn't always agree on everything, but it was always good to have a good discussion and
I appreciated all of his years of knowledge, and it was great. So thank you.
Mr. Toriana.
Good job. I want to thank Joe for his years of service. I ran because I wanted to be part of this process. It wasn't so much indictment on Joe. And I'm really thankful for everybody that voted for me and the support that I got. I want to thank Debbie Tressler and Kristen Vix for being so welcoming and helpful as I transitioned over from the school to coming into this role, and everybody else here that's welcomed me and been really helpful as well, and especially to the librarians that presented today. You guys are in a tough fight to keep books in our schools, so keep it up.
Thank you. Mr. Navarre.
Well, to be redundant, I would like to welcome the new members, Debbie and Jason. As it was stated, Debbie's come to the meetings for a long time, and we got to say goodbye to Bill last meeting. And Jason won the election and comes to us this time, and has a long history in this borough, and he'll do a great job. And as I told Joe this afternoon, which I was glad he stopped by the board and gave us an opportunity both for him to communicate to us and us to be able to thank him and for his many years of service. A lot of times you serve up here for years on years on years, and in Joe's case, he was on the assembly as well as the school board. And you don't really get thanked. You just do your job, and when it's over, somebody else takes your place. But he did do a great job. Like Dan said, we don't always agree on everything, but you can't deny the time and energy that people put into their community to make their community a better place to live and work in, and Joe Arness certainly did that. And I'd also like to welcome Calvin. I too played the trumpet when I was in grade school, but you've taken it a lot further than I did. Welcome, and your credentials are very, very good. So I look forward to working with you this year. I hope you have time to, when we go to Juneau, we normally have the student rep go there, so hopefully you're going to be able to find the time and participate in that. I think it's a good training and educational level, too, at that level, where all the youth, that we bring all the youth together around the state, and they communicate and kind of give their input. And everybody's input and every decision is important, and so I'm glad we don't forget the students' input, and that's the good thing about student rep. Back in 1972-73, I was a student rep on the Kenai City Council. That's how long ago they had some of those things. And so I now sit on both the school board and the city council, but it's a great opportunity, and I'm glad you're taking the time, and I know it won't affect your studies because I saw your grade point average and that, and you'll put the work in if that's what it takes. But thank you for taking the time and the dedication to spend the time and make your school district a better place also. And I, too, just want to remind everybody to get out and vote in the election. You can vote tomorrow all the way through, but Tuesday the 24th is the last day you'll get, and it can have an impact on the future of this borough. So I hope you honestly look at the candidates and and I know I'm picking the right choice. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Navarre. Mrs. Vadla.
Yes, I would like to welcome Calvin Mitzel from Sohi as a rep. I look forward to working with you. And I'd also like to welcome Sabrina Ferguson from Ninilchik. She's our new information representative. Debbie Carey, I've known you for a long time, and I'm excited to be working with you. And I welcome you to the board and welcome your expertise and your zest for our students' education. Jason, I look forward to working with you, and congratulations on your placement. I would also like to say that hopefully people will get out and vote. It's really important that it began today and it goes through the 24th, I think it is. Being out of town today, I'm not sure of that date, but I will vote. I would also like to remind people about the budget presentation that will be hosted tomorrow night. Please try to go to a school near you where you can get involved in that so you are more knowledgeable about the budget and the importance of it in the event that it provides quality education for our students. So thank you very much, and I hope I'm not breaking in and out. So thank you for letting me join remotely, and I look forward to working with everybody. And a quick note about Joe Arness. I have some pretty doggone big shoes to fill, both figuratively and realistically. So I really liked Joe's leadership qualities, and I really liked the fact that he worked tirelessly to provide what we feel as a board is a quality education. And so I will miss Joe, and I will miss his guidance, but I know he's only a phone call away for all of us. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Penny. Mr. Mitzel, comments for us this evening?
Yes, I am very excited to be working with all of you. It's an honor to be up here with you all, and I'm looking forward to being productive this upcoming year. I hope that I don't mess up too much, and I'd also like to thank Mr. Graham and Mrs. Ware for all the wonderful opportunities that they offer at SoHi. It's just great to be going there and having all those opportunities and extracurricular activities. And, yes, thank you all for your acceptance of me, and I hope to have a good year.
Thank you, Kevin. Well, I want to start off and thank everybody here for their patience. Tonight was a little bit unexpected with what came. When you're elected as treasurer, you're fourth in line to run these things, and you never think that it's going to happen to you, but with the situation that happened tonight, suddenly I got told that I'm in charge. I have a whole new appreciation for Joe Arness tonight because he makes this look so easy. It was so second nature for him, and I just appreciate all of his effort throughout the years. He really aided education here on the peninsula. I have to issue a quick correction to Mike's comment. It was actually Autumn Daigle, not Aspen. Aspen is her older sister, who is an excellent athlete, especially at cross-country skiing, but Autumn is the one that won. Two names for me stood out on the retirement list, and that was one, Tim Whipp, who has been just an incredible human being in what he's done at the head of the bay with our Russian schools. Gives it 100%. Really appreciate his service throughout the years and hope he stays also involved. Bruce Reif, Homer High School. Lucky enough to have my oldest daughter have him as a teacher, and she is much better off for it. And I think that is all for me tonight. Penny, I will say that I hope you don't miss any more meetings for the next year. We have no need for an executive session this evening, and with all of our business completed, we are adjourned.